What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Do 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 do
do do do do do.
Wah 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 wah. Oh shoot! I can't go that high.
Wah 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 wah. You know what? While we're on the subject of fucking music and movies, E.T. has the creepiest fucking opening credits music. Is it just me?
E.T. has the exact same music as every other fucking Spielberg movie.
No, okay, well, yeah, that's true. But the opening credits music is like something out of a horror
really
movie.
I don't really remember it very
much. It's creepy as fuck.
Is it like Pet Sematary kind of music?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, oh, it creeped me the fuck out. I was watching it with headphones. I was like watching it on like an iPad, like headphones. And it's creeped me the fuck out. I was like, this is...
Dude, I've lived in my apartment now for like 8 months, 7 months, and I never, ever watch movies in the bedroom. I don't know why. We have like a 40-inch in the bedroom. I don't know why. I would rather watch it on like my 60-inch in the living room with surround sound and everything, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm like, you know what? I want to watch a movie, but I don't want to be on the couch. I want to be snuggled up. So my boyfriend comes in. I have like all 8 pillows, and I have blankets up to my face, and I'm just watching in the bedroom, and he was so creeped out more than I was watching it in the bedroom. He's like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, watching E.T. He's like, okay.
He's like,
so I actually had a really good time enjoying E.T. because I actually sat down and watched it. No phone, nothing with me.
Yeah.
I just sat there and watched it. I didn't knit. I just sat there.
I like E.T. a lot.
Okay. I paid attention.
So, all right. Jurassic Park versus E.T.
Let me wow everybody first. I actually haven't really seen E.T.
Oh, fuck.
Since I was a very, very, very small kid.
Okay.
Very, very long time ago.
But Jurassic Park you've seen.
Oh, I actually just watched Jurassic Park maybe like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very unfortunate. I just watched Jurassic Park because I liked Jurassic World.
Oh.
I actually enjoyed Jurassic World.
That's okay.
I didn't like Jurassic 2 or 3, but I liked Jurassic World.
You know, I like Jurassic 2.
With Chris,
2.
What's his, Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I liked that one.
I liked the second one, The Lost World. I think it's an awesome movie.
Is that the birds in the aviary?
That's the third one.
Yeah, I don't
know. That one kind of sucks.
I don't really remember.
The second one, the best scene, there's a scene where the T-Rex like knocks, they're in like a trailer, and the T-Rex knocks the trailer off the cliff.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
I know, I've seen it 100 million times.
Yeah. And Julianne Moore like falls and she hits the back glass and it starts to like,
she's a great actress,
she's fantastic.
I like, but yeah, and every time she like moves
it like shatters. Yeah. More. And then Vince Vaughn's in it, he plays like the photographer. And there's his, I think it's like his camera bag or something, is like slowly slipping off the thing. That scene is one of the most intense scenes to me.
I like that movie. Yeah, because like she's there because she's taking pictures of the dinosaurs or whatever. She's like trying to like, she wants to touch them all.
Yeah.
And Jeff is like, she has to go touch the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Because she's like, it's a baby. And she's trying to... But anyways, the only scene I remembered ever from E.T., the only one, is him... Never mind. There's a scene. Okay,
let me guess. Spoilers?
Yes. My brain was like, stop sign. Can't say that. We'll say it in the spoilers, but there's only one scene that's maybe 30 seconds long. That's it. I didn't remember what Drew Barrymore looked like.
She's the fucking... Like...
I didn't remember anything.
Like, she's the star of the movie.
She did very well.
And apparently, anything that makes that character interesting, like, any line that you really like from that character was improvised. Like, the one where the one kid, I can't remember which brother it was, but was like, only little kids can see him. And she's right. Like, oh, give me a break, or oh, don't bother, or something, whatever.
Yeah, apparently, when she just met him or whatever.
Yeah, like, that was completely improvised. There's another one where she's looking down. She's like, I don't like his feet. Apparently, that was completely, which she was talking about the actor. There was like wires and shit coming out. And she's like, I don't like, she just kind of said it. I think it's hilarious.
Ooh, by the way, I really, really enjoyed this fun fact that E.T. was performed by two little people named Pat and Tamara. I hope I'm saying that right, Tamara.
Okay.
But when that's like him not full body.
Yeah.
But when he's full body, it's actually a 12-year-old named Matthew, and he didn't have legs.
And he was walking on his hands.
That was the most fascinating fact. What a smart idea. Because any other director would have been like, how can we fit an adult in this costume? Yeah. When really, Spielberg thought, who can we fit in this costume?
Yeah, 100%.
Someone doesn't have legs.
Right? And that's the thing, right? It's, I remember watching the 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead, the Zack Snyder one.
Okay.
And there's a lot of zombies that only have one arm or like no legs and stuff like that. And you'd think a normal director would just like green screen the arms off. But he actually hired a lot of the zombie stand-ins are actual people.
Why not?
That then? Only have one arm. And, like, and it's just like, yeah, exactly. It's like, if you need a guy with one arm.
Opportunity.
Hire a guy with one arm, yeah.
So like The Walking Dead, when you, like the first season, when you meet the one chick, she has two zombies that have no arms.
Yeah. Why not just...
I bet you they were actors with arms. Why not just get two people because they can't say anything and they're walking slowly?
Yeah.
It's just like, wear this makeup and walk really, and yeah, look just, normal.
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought of that.
So I like that a lot. The kid on his...
Yeah, head. And he was 12 years old. I mean, it was like probably his big break. He was probably to the moon. And really, he was in quite a bit of the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually really...
See, it's... I okay. I really like E.T. actually. I think so I haven't watched it in a couple of years before this time. I literally watched it this afternoon. It's super well made. Yeah. Like every fucking shot is perfect to me. I'm like, this is so, the lights are perfect. Everything about it is really, really, really well made.
Right.
One thing I really like about E.T., it's the same thing I like about the movie Gremlins that came out.
Maybe I don't remember anything about it.
Came out in like the 80s.
I know you can't get them wet. I know the rules.
Yeah. I feel like when I watch E.T. and Gremlins, it's like they're kids' movies, but they're also horror movies. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't make movies like that anymore.
Because E.T. is so dark.
Right? The movie is so dark.
The whole movie is
adult.
Like dark gray. No, I mean like it's dark gray and black. It's very dark.
But there's never a moment where I think, I can't see what's going on. Do you know what I
right.
mean? It's so, that's what I mean by well made. It's like,
yeah.
It's so dark, but so like, I don't know. All the shots are just really, really well done. I'm super, but yeah, like, I don't know. They just don't make movies like this anymore. And it bums me out. You were, a previous episode, you were talking about Dirty Dancing and like how they don't make movies like this anymore. It's just,
right.
I feel like something similar with this where it's, yeah, like I find if it's a kid's movie, it's gotta be fucking rated G and it's gotta be
right.
happy all the time. And whereas like, I don't know, there was movies like this in the 80s and the 90s. They just broke
that with Soul. They finally broke that
stigma.
But it wasn't
scary. Do you know what I mean?
But it was dark.
It was dark. It was.
So yeah. At least they're finally getting back into this.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
I don't mean to cut you off and veer away from your point.
No, that's fine. I just think it's almost like they trusted kids to be a better audience back in the day. Do you know what right. I mean? Whereas like now it's just like you're spoon feeding them things. I don't know. It's just a weird feeling that I get when I watch E.T. and I really enjoy it. That's all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't mind E.T. unfortunately, I'm spoiling something that I think this is a very unfair matchup.
Really?
Yeah, I it ruined E.T. more because it's against Jurassic Park.
Okay, it's actually funny. As soon as, before we even started recording this, I knew you were going to go hard on Jurassic Park.
You know what?
It's good, though. Jurassic Park, here's the thing. Everything I'm saying about E.T.
That movie is
also tenfold perfect. For fucking, yeah. Jurassic Park
but, is like, we'll talk about Jurassic Park for 1 second. It's, you know, okay. Here's also a problem, is Jurassic Park had $63 million budget and E.T. had 10.
Yeah.
Put that in fair motion. They did very, very well with $10 million. They did something that never really has come out.
Sorry.
E.T.
No, I'm talking about... Sorry, go back to Jurassic Park. How much was the budget?
$63
million. That's it?
We will talk about that later. Why?
Okay.
We'll talk about that. But yeah, so it's $10
million. Okay.
And to think of what they did with that movie and all the stuff they had to do for that era is amazing.
Yeah, plus he's working with kids, right?
Elliot is amazing.
Oh, he is so good.
Whenever, okay, no, that's the Alice, but then spoilers, but there's this one scene when he gets really, really emotional.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
How did you get a kid to, I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
How did you get a kid, a kid who is our niece's age
to do that? True.
Riley would look at me and be like, you want me to cry? Here's one little tear, whatever.
Oh my God, yeah.
He had like a melt, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's true.
That's the thing. I find Spielberg actually works with a lot of kids, right? That's kind of his, it seems like his thing. I don't know.
So in the same year, he made Schindler's List. Wasn't that the same year?
Yes. I want to say you're correct. So he made Jaws.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jurassic Park.
And then he did Raiders.
Jurassic Park was 1993, June. Schindler's List was later that year.
And that's it. So that's what it was.
Sorry, I got the two mixed up.
They were doing post-production on Jurassic Park while he was filming Schindler's List, right?
No, he finished. He had another director come at the very end of Jurassic Park to finish Jurassic Park so that he could start Schindler's List.
That's what I mean. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
So yeah, he was in post. Okay, because I know E.T., he wrote it while he was filming Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
He was, like, lonely.
Which is also a decent movie.
Oh, it's a fucking spectacular
movie. I haven't saw it in many, many years. I remember liking it, so, I mean, that's good.
Okay. I mean, it might make an appearance soon. Who knows? But,
quite possibly.
But, yeah, because
You're as bad as Fergie, who's like, he's not in the woods. What are you talking about? And the mother's like, so he's in the woods. Okay.
So, he, yeah, apparently he was on location. For Raiders of the Lost Ark, he wasn't, like, in the United States for obvious reasons. And so he was away from his family, and he was kind of, like, lonely. So he just wrote E.T. Apparently it was... And apparently it also had to do with... E.T. started out as a horror movie, like, an actual horror movie. Like, it's called... I believe it's called Night Skies.
Oh.
It was, like, an alien invasion horror movie. Because he already did an alien invasion movie called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Which is a fucking excellent movie too.
I'm not watching any.
No, movies. I don't. If you're gonna watch one E.T. like extraterrestrial Steven Spielberg movie, I'd suggest you watch E.T.
Okay.
But anyway, so it started out as an actual horror movie, where apparently in the finale of that movie, there's like one good alien that helps the humans, and the aliens just decide to abandon him on Earth, which. Is actually the setup for this movie. Is they, like, abandon this alien on Earth and, like, what would happen. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and then apparently he...
So, is it a known sequel?
No. So, they never end up doing Night Sky. They never end up
making it.
So, but, yeah. I don't know. Rest of history.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. E.T. still made $792 million in the box office.
I mean, Steven Spielberg...
He has a great name.
Oh, my God.
He is one of those directors that has been around for this many fucking years.
And everything he touches is gold.
Is like, gold. Yeah. Which is so rare. James Cameron has this touch of gold.
Yeah.
His thing, though, Steven is dropping movies all the time.
And that's the difference, right?
And James Cameron is like waiting 5 years in between. Not more than that.
Avatar. When did Avatar come out? 2010.
So the new one is coming out like the next year?
2022 or something. So like, and then so, yeah. And then even so before 12 that, years. And then before that, the movie was Titanic, 1995 or 7 or something.
Yeah. So he has a very, but it's a good thing because every time his movie comes out, you're ready for it. Let's go. We're going.
Which, I mean, I don't know if we've probably talked about this. I mean, time to brag a little bit, but James Cameron was born in the same city as us, so.
Right.
So.
Actually, which is funny, in Dirty Dancing, she even says, next time, let's go for a trip to Niagara Falls.
No. She says, I hate the rain. Remind me never to go to a honeymoon in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, like, and I thought that was funny. I was like, bitch, you'd be lucky.
I don't know if he's, I don't think about it. I don't think James Cameron was born in Niagara Falls, but he grew up in Niagara Falls.
He grew up in
Chippewa.
Yeah, so, in a little village.
It's almost a Niagara Falls.
But yeah.
Either way. So,
unfortunately, a lot of things I want to say about E.T., I unfortunately can't in this section.
Okay.
But like, let's bring up Jurassic Park. This is one of those movies. I know we talked about it a few episodes ago. It aged so well. Our nieces, both of them, were obsessed with this fucking movie.
Yeah, there's something super amazing about Jurassic Park. And we talked about it in earlier episodes, but like, I love the idea that like, I'll watch Jurassic Park, which came out in the 90s, and I'll watch Jurassic World, which came out very recently. And somehow the dinosaurs look better.
Better in Jurassic old Park. I agree.
It's like, they fucking just... Like,
I agree.
Like, it's just, it's the perfect blend of practical and siege and computer generated, right? Like,
it's because it wasn't so easy. Oh, Brad, you do the CGI. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we'll just fix this in post.
No in the deal. Old ways, like, there was a guy who was the raptors. When there's this one scene, we'll tell them the spoilers. Those were humans, adults. And honestly, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I'm 30, and I did not know those were actual people in the raptors.
No, it looks amazing.
I honestly didn't. I knew the T-Rex is obviously
a robot. So if you see the T-Rex full body, it's computer generated. But if you see it, if it like walks, it's computer generated. But if anything else,
it's but a like robot. Him at the and the first time you see the T-Rex, he's a robot.
Yeah.
But it's the ending is what you're talking about. Yeah, he's CG. But like, how amazing is it that like. And by the way, I'm still, even at this time, 2021, how is there not a billionaire that has created this park but with robots?
Apparently it's possible to... Oh no, apparently like they're actually... Apparently they did find...
Okay.
Like the exact way that they do.
Please
with like the
don't
ambers
do that.
And the
ambers. Jurassic Park is what is going
to
happen.
To be bad. Like don't fucking do
That's
it.
That's fucking cool though. I did not know that was
allegedly,
a thing.
It's like they found a way to do it, but I don't know.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, how is this not a thing that you can go to a park and drive around and there's these actual robots? How are there not these like four billionaires putting in their money?
It's true.
And how is this not a thing yet?
I think it's probably a thing.
Putting it on an island with your... You know how fucking cool that would be?
It'd be cool.
Dude, your kid, our niece, would have totally wanted to go.
Oh yeah, she loves us.
And because it's in the Caribbean... My sister would have went. Yeah. My poor brother-in-law would have paid for it. But it is a scheme and it would have worked. I would have went. I would have been like, dude, I'm immature. But I'm very surprised, by the way. This is not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it had a $63 million budget.
That's insane.
And it made over $1 billion. In the box office. Not even talking about later in the past 30 years that it's still popular.
Yeah, because I want to say, it's actually funny. I watched Jurassic Park first in this round. So I watched E.T. this afternoon, but I watched Jurassic Park the other night. And I was looking up stuff for Jurassic Park. I didn't catch the budget for some reason, but it said this movie was beaten out by Titanic. And then I was looking at E.T. stuff this afternoon.
Right.
And it said E.T. was actually the world record until it was beat out by Jurassic Park. So it's very funny that it's like...
Wait, what?
Apparently E.T. had the record before it was beat out by Jurassic Park.
But it beat Titanic?
No. Before Jurassic Park. So in the 80s, from the 80s on, it had the record for the highest budget.
What
the,
did?
Highest, E.T.
What about Titanic?
The Titanic came way later. Titanic was like the late 90s.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, I might have said that weird.
Sorry, so, no. I that was my brain because we were talking about James Cameron and
yeah.
Sorry. So it was E.T. and then Jurassic Park
beat it, and then Titanic beat that.
And Titanic, but Titanic must have been really soon after that. Yeah, 1993. Yeah, like so I wonder years. When.
Yeah.
How funny, because I know Avatar beat Titanic,
so that's
which
funny.
Is funny because it's his own movie.
And then Avengers Endgame beat Avatar, but then Avatar came back. They re-released it this summer because, like, the pandemic.
Shut
and,
up.
And it's now the highest grossing again.
Shut up. Yeah. That many people. Okay, so I was telling Steve this a couple weeks ago. There is a fun fact that a man holds the record for the most times ever seeing Endgame in theaters in Florida. And how many times did I... He saw it, like, 110 times in theaters.
At that point, like, it's not even entertainment
anymore. One movie. Now you're just memorizing lines and you're just catching small stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are some little things, but I will say after we get into spoilers, but
what
do you want to, what do you want to know?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just rate them. Cause I kind of want to get in a conversation with, let's talk about it. Right.
So let's one for one.
Let's just rate them so we can get into spoilers, you know, make it easy.
Oh, you don't want to, like, talk about
the, I mean, we can,
the points.
Let's be honest. We know where this is going.
Do you want to do 1, 2, 3?
Sure.
Like we did last time?
Sure.
So production, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you want... I was going to say just the movie in general that we think is going to win.
Oh, we can do that.
Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Jurassic
E.T.
Park.
No, I'm joking. Jurassic
I know
Park.
You are. I was like, you're fucked if you think it's E.T.
Like, let's really think about it. Okay. Production... Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Acting. Actually, I might actually give E.T. acting.
We both stopped. I will give E.T. acting.
Oh, I might
Drew
actually
Barrymore
get...
and Elliot was
are
amazing.
So good.
The other kids didn't really cry that hard, so we'll
They're
give
okay.
E.T. All right, writing. Oh, no, we went out of order.
So power.
So originality, we got to give it E.T. or Jurassic Park. Yeah. Nothing was like it at the time.
They're both really
original. There have always been alien movies.
Okay.
And then writing.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. So yeah. And then rewatchability. I can watch Jurassic Park every day
fucking
all day.
E.T.'s too sad. It's actually funny.
I don't find it sad.
I could. Yeah. It's actually funny. I didn't remember Jurassic Park being as well written as it is. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Very well done.
Like, watching it, I'm like, this movie is fucking tight. It's
so well
written.
I think the more I watch it as an adult, I earn more respect.
Well, that's the thing, right? Okay. So, I don't even think this is really spoilers. Fuck it, we'll go to spoilers. All right, next is spoilers. Spoilers. So E.T.'s adorable, right?
He's okay.
He's so fucking cute.
He's okay.
The scene when he like...
He's so cute.
He's like watching the John Wayne movie and then he gets drunk.
Yeah.
Something you would never see in a kid's movie now. Like, he gets all hammed. He's adorbs. Okay, so the scene where Elliot is talking to the doctor and he says... He's like, he just wanted to phone home. He's like, and then he's saying, like, I can take care of him. Just leave him alone.
I know.
Like, oh, it's so sad.
I can take care of you. Just come with me.
Yeah. And it's like, you're killing him.
But that whole scene is whenever, that's what I was saying earlier. Like,
it's intense.
You can't find actors like that. It's very rare to find an actor like that.
No.
Where he was just losing it. And he's like, players, you're killing him. Which, by the way, we're going to go a little off topic. One of my favorite Netflix shows of all time is The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that was the dad.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. And then I watched E.T. and I'm like, oh, I gotta see
He looks that. Exactly like
he
him.
He does. Yeah. But I never really liked Netflix originals, and that show was amazing.
Oh, that show's spectacular.
And then I'm like, oh, shit, that's this. I didn't
the
even
The first know. Season. The second season was not good, right?
No, not at all. They went some weird direction.
It was so fucking bizarre.
They went some weird direction.
I really liked the guy who wrote and directed both seasons. His name is Mike Flanagan. He did Dr. Sleep. He did Oculus, which was a fucking awesome movie. Yeah, like all those movies are fucking great. But I just feel like he was given too much. Like he was given too much slack or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know when a director
Where they were like, oh, you did so well.
Just do whatever you want. And they do something that's so fucking out there. It's like, well, wait a second. What were you thinking? Like, that's what I bring feel it back, like. Bring it back. You need a filter, apparently. Like, you need someone to filter shit.
That first season, man, because I have seen so many of those shows. Yeah. I've seen where I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I had not a fucking clue. No. And then I was like, oh, I got this. I didn't fuck. It was like the perfection for me.
Yeah.
The movie, The Perfection. You think you got it. And then I'm like, nope. But it did that like 5 times in like 2 hours. And I'm like, my brain hurts. I don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore.
Yeah, it was.
But it's such a masterpiece.
It is, actually. It's a masterpiece in filming, writing,
yeah,
acting, everything. It's fucking spectacular.
If you've never seen The Haunting of Hill House, honestly, I crushed it in 2 days. It's an easy watch. Watch it. Second season, you can sleep on that. But yeah, the first season, honestly, I thought the show was phenomenal. Yeah. Perfection, too, is great, too.
And here's the thing. Like, the second season, it's okay.
It's not bad. I watched it's the whole thing.
It's just the first season was so good.
Dude, that first season was something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did not know that was the dad, which I found out because I'd never really seen E.T., right? But the brother fell off. The brother did, like, 8 things in, like, his time, and then his whole Wikipedia page is just empty.
Really?
He hasn't done anything lately.
Oh, he was great in the movie. He was fucking excellent.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, and of course there's Drew Barrymore.
She is so good at
this
movie.
She kind of fell off too for a few.
Well, she got really into drugs and stuff, right?
No, I mean like right now.
Oh, well she has her own like talk show host.
Yeah.
She has her own talk show. She directed a movie called Whip It like maybe 10 years ago. That was pretty good.
Never seen it.
Either way.
So yeah, so it's nice that she's still around.
Oh, 100%. So, and she's Steven Spielberg's stepdaughter, right? Or goddaughter? I'm going to say stepdaughter.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's all she got in the movie in the first place.
Shut up. Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know that.
But that's the thing. Steven Spielberg works really well with kids, right? So the kid who plays Tim in Jurassic Park, he apparently auditioned for the movie Hook. So Steven Spielberg also directed the movie Hook.
Okay.
It's like a modern retelling of like Peter Pan. It's like Peter Pan when he's older and he forgets he's Peter Pan. And it's like him going back to Never Never Land and meeting the Lost Boys and all that. But
I gotta watch the movie again. I kind of remember the main kid as like a black and red mohawk.
Yeah, that's Rufio.
Rufio,
yeah,
I kind of remember the movie, but
here's the thing. I really like that movie, but a lot of people cite that as one of the worst movies ever created, especially in Steven Spielberg's like filmography. Uh-oh. They say it's where he like stumbled.
I actually saw the movie. That's pretty.
I've watched it a couple of times, like within the last couple of years, and I think it's great, actually. So I don't know. But anyway, the kid who plays Tim in Jurassic Park auditioned for the role of Jack in that movie, like his son, but he was too young. Steven Spielberg loved his audition so much that he's like, you know what? I like your audition so much. I'm filming a movie this summer. I'm going to put you in it.
That fucking kid luck out.
Right? And it's funny because
all the fucking two movies, the movie that failed in quotations,
yeah,
to one of the greatest movies of all time.
100%. And it's actually very funny because so that kid grown up, he's in the movie The Social Network.
Shut up.
Yeah, he plays the roommate. There's like, right? So there's.
No.
Yeah.
So with the window and the marker in that scene?
So that's the scene. But so the two of them are hanging out first, and then Eduardo shows up and draws the equation on the marker. So it's like the three
because
of them.
Because with the beer, and they're popping the beer or whatever.
Correct. That's him.
Shut the front door.
And apparently, during the filming of that movie, all they did was make fun of him for being in Jurassic Park.
Why?
Because he hates it so much. Because he was so young. And it's like, it's such an easy.
What movie has Jesse Eisenberg been in?
It's a great fucking point. Great fucking point.
Or Eduardo at that point. And he was still in Spider-Man. That still sucked.
Yeah.
So what fucking movie was he in?
That's a great point. I don't know. But
fucking losers. That kid was making more money than you are now when you're an adult.
But apparently he gets really embarrassed by his role in this movie. But I think he's great.
I
think
he's fantastic.
That's Tim. Here's the thing. Steven Spielberg liked his role so much. Liked his audition so much that in the book, because this is based off a book, He's actually the character of Tim is actually the older brother. Like the Lex is supposed to be younger. Yeah. So in order to get the kid to play Tim, they would have had to make Lex
like
really fucking young. So they decided to make her older. And it's funny because in the book, Tim has both the archaeologist like obsession as well as the computer hacking abilities.
Oh.
So when they switched the genders, they decided to give her the hacking abilities.
Which is awesome.
Which I think makes so much sense. Like, what the fuck does she do?
Is he a vegetarian in the book?
So he's like the one that's... No, I think... I don't know about that part. But, he's obsessed with all the archaeologists.
Because if she's older, or if he's older, and he's the hacker, the vegetarian, and the...
That makes sense.
What the fuck would she do?
What is her character? Yeah. So it makes... And I think she saves the day in the end.
Because the hacking, because she says in the beginning where she's like, I may whatever.
Yeah. And I love the realization when she like, she's on the camera and she like turns around. She's like, I can do this.
She's like, I've seen this.
Yeah. Like I can fix this. Yeah. It's like, it's a really cool
moment. I just got to find what file it's in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Tim is, oh, that's cute. So, I actually found out that the author of Jurassic Park, which is, or the writer,
yeah, Michael Crichton?
Crichton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spielberg actually bought the rights before the book was even written.
Before it was published.
So
they had, like, the manuscript. So
how, like, ballsy is that?
They paid him $2 million for it. They're like, how much do you want for it?
Okay, my jaw just dropped.
Right? They apparently were like, how much do you want for this book? And he was like, $1.5 million. And they're like, we'll give you two. It's like, okay.
That, I might cry. Michael went home to his family and they like bought a new home. It changed his fucking life.
Potentially. But it's funny.
But now that he knows it made $1 billion.
It's like, he's written a shitload of... Yeah, really, though. He's written a shitload of books, though, before that. And they're all very similar to Jurassic Park. Oh. Like, he wrote Westworld. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Westworld is another movie.
Yeah. So, and it's the same fucking thing. Instead of dinosaurs, it's robots. It's the only difference. Okay. It's the same thing. It's like a park full of robots, and they malfunction, and they, like, go out there. It's the same fucking
thing. Okay.
Good for him. But, I mean... Yeah, I don't know. It's a fucking good movie. Watching it this time, there was something I really liked about Jurassic Park, actually. It's really easy to say that Jurassic Park is just about dinosaurs, right? It's about a park, malfunctioning, blah, blah, blah. There's something philosophically interesting about the plot of this movie. What it is there are three men, okay? Ian Malcolm, played by Jeff Goldblum. I don't remember his name, played by Sam Neill. Who's the main character? Grant something?
Or his last name is Grant. Either. Yeah, because Professor Grant.
Yeah, he's played by Sam Neill. And then...
Dr. Grant, sorry.
Dr. Grant. And then the guy who owns the park. I don't remember his name either. The guy who's dressed in white.
We're the fucking worst.
Right? The guy who's dressed in white with like the cane.
Yeah.
Played by Richard Attenborough, something like that. Anyway. Attenborough. What the movie is about is there's somebody who believes in evolution. All right.
John Hammond.
Thank you. Fuck.
Which is like the only name we should have known.
Seriously. Hammond. Yeah. It's kind of everywhere in that movie, right?
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you.
And it's Ian. Oh, no, you're right. It's Alan Grant. Alan.
Alan, fuck.
Alan Grant, okay. Sam Neill.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the movie's about is... Okay, there's Ian Malcolm on the left, and he believes in science. He believes in chaos theory, and...
Because he says that about the frogs, where he's like, we've seen this with frogs.
And he's of the opinion that what they're doing here is immoral, and it's playing with Mother Nature. Right. They should not fucking do it. And then there's John Hammond, who's in the middle. Or sorry, there's John Hammond, who's on the other side, who is of the opinion that we have a right to do this, so why not? Do you know what I mean? He's like,
I figured this out.
Yeah.
We're allowed to.
And then there's Alan Grant, who's in the middle. And what the movie is about is Alan Grant coming to the decision of whether or not Ian Malcolm is right or John Hammond is right.
Wow.
That's kind of what the movie is about.
That's a good point.
He's a very interesting main character. Because here's the thing. He is on Ian Malcolm's side right off the bat. He's like, oh yeah, we should not. This is fucking crazy. But then as soon as he sees the dinosaurs, this is all he's ever wanted to see his entire life. And he's like, oh my God, there's fucking dinosaurs. That's a real dinosaur right there. So it's like, it's almost like he's sucked into John Hammond's like his vortex a little bit. Like, ooh, I'm on your side all of a sudden. But then once shit hits the fan, it's like, oh, chaos theory. I forgot about that.
So about Ian though, because there's a scene with Ian when he's like, when he says that, and he's like, you come to this park and it's so amazing and there's so much stuff to see and you're so excited, but then you never stop to think, should you do this?
Yeah, should we be doing
you
this?
You were so, you blew me out of the water with how you did it.
Yeah.
But we never asked the question, should.
And that's what I...
And that's like one of the main lines of the movie, and that's a good point.
100%. Watching it this time, I thought a lot about that. Just these three character dynamics, two in particular, and the guy in the middle that's really trying to, like, kind of struggling with whether or not it should be
because he real. Wants to believe that right? It's a good thing. Because this is what he's doing for...
Yeah.
Because even in the one scene, he was like, I thought they were like this, but actually, with the birds, the little thingies, and they're running everywhere in the herd.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, they run like a flock of birds. And he's like, oh, I thought... And you could see his brain is just so... Because it's exactly what Ian said. His brain is trying to compute, like, oh my God, like...
It's a super interesting way to look at the movie. I don't know. Whereas
I have never thought to watch it that way.
Mm-hmm. Also, Laura Dern's fantastic in this movie, right?
Yeah.
She is so good. Here's the thing, actually, too. Once it gets to, like, this... I don't know why. Every time I watch this movie, I forget about the, like, second half. Like, I remember up until Newman from Seinfeld shuts off the power and then pieces.
Yeah.
I remember up to about that point. I don't remember Sam Jackson dying. All of that happens later. I don't really... I remember, like, up until Newman and then the very end, I seem to remember. I don't remember anything, like, when they have to climb the fence really fast. Stuff like that. I don't fucking... Every time I watch, I'm like...
That's like a main
why
part.
Why don't I remember this scene? Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing with
being Jurassic Park. See, it's unfortunate because I watched Jurassic Park, like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to exaggerate. Probably 4 or 5 times a year. Yeah. I just randomly, it's like, oh, Jurassic Park, let's just watch. To the point that, like, Dylan is just pissy because every time I just watch it, I'm like, you want to watch it? He's like, no.
He's like, God, no.
I watched it a year ago. It's fine. It's good.
I watched Jaws and Jurassic Park in a double feature.
Maybe, I've never seen Jaws.
Maybe like a year or two. I mean, it might make the list. Who knows?
But because you had it here as like you were showing it in the backyard.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it. I had to leave.
So we watched it as a good old feature, and it's really good. The two of those movies, actually, that would have been a really good double feature with this. But I don't know. I was feeling E.T. with this one. Another actually interesting connection between E.T. and this movie. So E.T. was nominated for Best Picture.
Oh.
Which it did not win. It lost to a movie called Gandhi. Great fucking movie. Directed by the guy who plays John Hammond in Jurassic Park.
Shut the Something fuck out there. Up.
Which,
how cool is
which
that?
Which means Steven Spielberg hired the director who After. Beat him to After. Be in his movie.
Wow, he probably thought, though, it would give him more of a back, right? So there's a couple things in Jurassic Park that are really funny, I found funny. We'll go to E.T. after. The part when the T-Rex is coming out... And the buddy runs to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Why is there a bathroom there?
Well, because they say don't get out of the car, right? I have no
idea. They can't get out of the car.
I don't know.
Why would there be a stalls? Let me change that. Why are there stalls?
I mean, you have to have bathrooms, though, right?
Why?
I don't know.
Why? The doors are locked.
There must be, like, some sort of law where...
I find that so funny.
Every amount of feet of park, you have to have... I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was really, really odd. And it just made me laugh because, like, there's this horrible scene and I'm just...
Oh, he gets fucking eaten.
Boggled. And I'm like, why is there a bathroom?
He ditches the kids, though. Fuck that guy.
Fuck him. Okay. By the way, John Hammond says, "We spared no expense." 4 times. That's it.
Oh, that's not, I thought it was more than
I
that.
Thought it was a lot more. About the dinos. We were just talking before spoilers about why it was only $64 million to make.
Yeah.
Keep this in mind that they're claymation.
No, that's they're it. Robots.
Yeah, but their outside is just claymation.
Yeah.
Fiberglass, chicken
it's
wire.
That's true.
So.
But you just have to build the robot.
Today I watched on how to make, I've never actually seen how they made the T-Rex. Do you remember those little diagrams when you were a kid and you had to make the diagram of the T-Rex? Did you ever make those?
No.
It was like a little wooden thing and you had to like glue all the pieces together. Well, there's like pieces of wood that are like in slots. And there's like 50 lengthwise. And it just makes the dinosaur and it's the ribs and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Sorry.
That is literally how they made the T-Rex, which I found mind-boggling. It was like 100 rows of this piece of wood. Then they did fiberglass and chicken wire. Then they did the plaster and then the clay.
That's fucking awesome.
And I found that really, really funny that the, by the way, the T-Rex took, I had it in my head. It was like 16 weeks to make just the claymation on the outside.
Yeah.
So, which I find really funny because you said the CGI was the end. The only robot that was on set was the Triceratops.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the Velociraptors were people. A lot of the other animals
were people.
But
that wasn't animatronic.
Sure, but it wasn't CGI either.
No. Robots in general was just the Triceratops in the field.
Yeah.
The T-Rex was on a set. Mm-hmm. All the other robots were on a set. And I found that really funny. There's the Brachiosaurus.
Yeah.
That was on a set because it was a robot. But yeah, the two Velociraptors in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were people.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's funny too, because apparently Velociraptors are super small. Like according to archaeologists.
Okay.
They're like not more than 4 feet tall. So, but Steven Spielberg was like, no, I want this motherfucker to be like 12 feet tall. I want him to be like the biggest Velociraptor you've seen. And then apparently right after the movie came out, archaeologists discovered a 12 foot tall Velociraptor.
Shut the fuck
up. Yeah. It's like, fuck yeah.
That was the best day of his life.
Yeah.
So even about which I find even more funnier, keep this in mind. And now I want to rewatch the movie, of course, because now I'm so curious. It says that computer animated dinosaurs are only 6 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
But dinosaurs in total are only 14 minutes in the movie.
I read that too, actually, and I thought that was super interesting.
Does that actually sound right? Because it doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of really all the dinosaur scenes, right?
I feel there's like that T-Rex scene alone
is 15 minutes long.
It's like 15 minutes.
And then the fucking kitchen Velociraptor scene.
But I guess not, because it's just the car twirling. You don't really see the T-Rex in the
whole
scene.
That's true. You only see the... It's a lot of people staring at things.
Because it's the kids in the mud and the car's getting pushed. So I found that one of the most fascinating fun facts of this movie.
I mean, that's what he started with the movie Jaws. Like, Jaws, it's a movie about a killer shark and it's only in the movie for like 12 minutes.
Yeah,
it's
I guess the shark doesn't even appear in the movie for like the first like 40
for
minutes.
For like first hour, I want to say. It's like fucking... But when it does, you're like, holy fucking shit.
Because it's fucking
but the Tyrannosaurus, brutal. But the Tyrannosaurus Rex is the same thing. As soon
no,
as
they... but they see the Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, so the T-Rex's roar was made by a tiger, alligator, and a baby elephant mixed together. Which I find hilarious. And the Dilophosaurus, the little fan and the was a howler monkey, a rattlesnake, which makes sense because it rattles, hawk screeches, and swan calls.
No shit.
I found that funny.
Actually, I found one I found funny. So they have like shitloads of dinosaurs, they got animatronics, they got people in suits, they got all these like crazy effects. Apparently the hardest effect to pull off was the ripples in the water. You know, like you know, when the T-Rex is coming and they have the ripples okay, in the
water. Okay, I heard kind of how he did it. It was like a drumstick or something.
It was a guitar, apparently.
That's what it was, a guitar string.
So Steven Spielberg was like, we can make this happen, right? And the guy who like does all the effects is like, oh, I can make this happen. Even though he had no fucking clue what he was doing. I mean, he had a clue what he was doing, but like, he was like, I don't know if I can actually make this happen. So he like was trying to figure it out for a while. And he realized that if you put a cup of water on a guitar and you fucking pluck it, it'll the sound vibration will make it.
Right.
So they had to like fucking feed guitar wires through the glove compartment. And then
how fucking nuts.
That's nuts. Eh? But it's like, imagine like that's the fucking, but here's the thing. I mean, cause robots have been done before. Do you know what I mean? So like I could go buy a book on how to make a robot. I could, you know what I mean? I could go buy,
that's fair.
I don't fucking know how to make something vibrate. I mean, theoretically.
But it's the way that it vibrates. That's the problem. Yeah. It didn't just vibrate. It went from out in or like in out or something like that. It was so specific. It was just, because I know the mirror shook just because of the car being on. And it was just the vibration of the car being on. That's how they got the vibration of the mirror.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard that was really hard to film. But yeah, I know we're talking a lot about Jurassic Park. And it's coming back next week, so I feel a little bad. We should give a little...
All right,
Info about E.T. because she's gone. What I really want to say first off is this young boy. How old do you think Elliot is?
Oh, fucking
like
12?
Nine?
No, he's like younger than that.
So then he sees this thing in the shed, right? And it comes
actually, out. Before we even get into like him meeting the alien, did you ever watch Stranger Things?
No.
Okay.
I know the show is like huge. And yeah.
The opening of this movie is fucking pretty much the opening of Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
Like just the way they're playing Dungeons and Dragons and like.
Yeah, it's a bunch I don't know what they were playing in E.T.
But I think it was. I don't know what the fuck it was.
It's either, not D&D, but yeah.
But it was like something like that, some sort of board game. And like they're in a basement and there's just a bunch of boys. Like I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking Stranger Things. Like even the way it's filmed and everything. Like, so like obviously, but that's the thing. Stranger Things is. What makes it awesome is it's kind of aping like all of the old 80s movies, right? Like Aliens and like.
So you think they did it on purpose?
Oh, 100%. So that in Stranger Things, they filmed it that way to make you think of E.T. 100%. So when I watch E.T. now, though, that's what I think of. It's like, oh.
You just think of Stranger Things. But
go ahead. Sorry.
It did the opposite.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a second, right? So that he sees the ball come back and then E.T. comes out and he's like, oh my God, right?
Yeah.
And then E.T.'s kind of hanging out, brings him to his room. The kid falls asleep. I'm going to get closer to the mic, so I'm serious. The kid falls asleep with an alien in his room in like 10 minutes of meeting the alien.
But you also got to understand that he's a little kid.
He just met an alien.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I like to
and
think
that
if it was...
And he's standing there going, I'm going to fall asleep. Fuck you.
Maybe he's one of those kids that never got bit by a dog. You know what I mean? Never, like, doesn't have any life lessons to...
Oh, my God, you rich bitch who's never had a problem in his life. Like, are you... Fuck, I would have been wide-eyed staring at this thing.
Oh, my God, no.
For days. Like, you're going to fucking eat me if I shut my eyes. No, he's falling asleep staring at this thing.
Yeah.
First off, I had to get that off my chest. I was pissy about that.
Every time E.T. hides, I laugh so hard. Like when he fucking runs away and he's hiding behind all the stuffed animals.
I love so when the pants and the stuffed animals, it's just his head sitting there. Yeah, that was super cute. So there's also a scene. I tried to see if it was real or not. I couldn't find it. When at the end, E.T.'s alive. And Elliot's telling his brother, and they're in the, it's like a sanitization room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all spraying around them, and he's like, he's alive! And the brother's like, he's alive! And he jumps up, and he celebrates, but he jumps up and he smashes his head. And I'm trying to figure out if it's fake or not. Can't figure it out.
It's probably just an accident.
So if you know, put it down, like comment below, because I can't figure it out. Because he's so tall, and it's like this weird, it's that tunnel.
Yeah.
So he's like, yes! And he jumps, just smash! And then he's like, let's go! And they run away.
Yeah.
But it was so quick that I was like, I wonder if it was an accident, because I don't know.
So one of the most famous things about E.T. actually doesn't have anything to do with the movie. Have you ever heard of the E.T. video game?
No.
So, when E.T. came out, the Atari was big, right? They decided to make an Atari video game called E.T. the Extraterrestrial. It's one of the very first video games ever based off of a movie.
Okay.
The problem is, they decided... Okay, so some company wanted to make a very innovative game, and some company wanted to make a game that was based off of this movie. So they joined forces. It's like, okay, you can make an innovative game as long as it's about E.T. It has E.T. in it and all that. And it's like, okay. But you have 4 weeks to do it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's impossible.
From conception to...
So these people are working from 9 a.m. until 8 a.m., get an hour nap, and then continue.
To get this fucking video game done before Christmas. That's what they wanted, the Christmas.
Fuck form. You.
Yeah.
They should have spent... Oh, but then I guess the whole world would have been done after a year.
Right. And that's the thing. They're trying to piggyback off of the success of the movie, right?
Oh, fuck off.
What was produced is widely considered the worst video game ever created. It's literally E.T. You play, I believe, Elliot, but you have to guide E.T. to find the three pieces of the, like, thing to call home. And that's the whole game. It's fucking terrible. It's, okay, it's so bad that, allegedly, it's like an urban legend. Nobody bought it. Everybody returned it in the end. And it ended up I'm trying to think of the word dump.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the actual word for that?
A dump? Like a garbage dump? I don't know.
I feel like there's a word. Anyway, sorry. They buried them in this like fucking open field full of garbage because it's like, it's just, it did so bad, right? And so it's among hardcore video gamers, it's been this urban myth that there's this fucking dump that has all of these E.T. cartridges, and people are trying to find it. And it's like this...
I don't know. It's like a lost treasure.
Yeah, but apparently somebody did find it. There's like a documentary that came out a couple of years ago about it, but... So, I don't know. It's a little interesting fact. It was fucking awful. I'm bummed out that I can't think of the word. It's not dump.
I could only think of dump.
Okay. That's okay.
Well, if you want to go back, look it up now.
So apparently, after the movie came out, Michael Crichton, the guy who wrote the book, somebody asked him, why is the word Jurassic in the title, yet the dinosaur that's on the front cover is from the Cretaceous period? Like,
and, that's a good question.
And his response was something along the lines of, it was the cover that tested the best of the audience.
I love that. That is such a real answer.
Yeah.
Well, I know it was... They said it was backwards. It was like, oh, the movie is always the cover of the book. But I guess this movie went opposite. So I'm guessing that was probably the picture from the book.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hilarious. Yeah, I kind of want to go find this dump. That's cool. E.T., by the way, I never really said this, made $800 million.
It's a fucking good movie, and I don't blame it. Like,
yeah, I know the one shot that is so famous. Okay. As I said, I've never really seen the movie before.
Okay.
I wanted to take a drink, but I'm not.
Take a drink.
Because I'm going like this.
So, just take a drink.
I don't want to do that. And so I know that Elliot had a red sweater when he's on his little bicycle with E.T., and I know that. But, like, there was a moment before when they're in the forest and they do it, and he's wearing a gray sweater, and I'm like, what? Was this, like, a Magnolia effect? What are those called? Mandela effect?
Oh, Mandela effect.
And I'm like, I thought he wore a red sweater. Why do I remember him wearing a red sweater? And then he does it again at the end. I did not know that. That shot of the moon, apparently it's real.
What? What do you mean?
The moon, like, that him and...
Oh.
...are in front of, like, the picture of the movie?
Yeah.
Like, the poster? You really gotta check that out, because if that's a real fucking photo, that's nuts.
That is nuts, yeah. That
yeah, apparently, fun. Elliot and E.T. are the only fake things in that video. The real, like the pine trees and the moon is real.
Really?
Yeah, they were just puppets and they were added in later.
Oh, shit.
Which is weird to me. Also, the M&M's thing. Let's talk about this.
First of all, I love M&M's, so
good. I love M&M's. It's Reese's Pieces, right? That like yeah. triggers him. But I guess they wanted M&M's.
Okay.
And Mars, which is why they wanted M&M's, Mars Incorporated, and they declined.
Oh.
So they went to Hershey's and they were like, hey, man, we need something. And Hershey's just released Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
So they were like, listen, I will pay $1 million to get the rights done if you be the, you know.
Yeah, like sponsor the movie.
The sponsor of Reese's yeah. Pieces. And they did.
No.
So M&M's was supposed to be the first one.
No shit.
Which is funny because you think of something colorful. The Reese's Pieces was perfect.
Oh, it was
it's a good bright one. Orange.
Yeah.
And because earlier we said it's such a black movie.
Yeah.
It's perfect that the bright orange in this black, dark movie.
And it also has a weird Halloween theme. Like
the whole yeah. movie.
Yeah.
Him walking in the forest. Like, no kid is going to be in a falling asleep. Let's talk about this fucking kid is terrible for falling asleep. This alien is calling his home.
Yeah, but he falls asleep because he's sick, isn't he?
Not yet.
But the two of them are sick. That's why he falls asleep.
Not this yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because he's found.
Yeah.
That, but earlier when I said the only scene I remember, I ever remembered, is a 30-second scene. And because it scared the shit out of me. And it's him by like the water. When he's all gray and yeah. shit. That shit's creepy it's, as fuck. Right?
And there's the raccoon just chilling there.
Yeah.
I was like, did they just put that raccoon there? Was
literally.
That raccoon show up and was like, hey, what's up, bro?
He like, was probably like, all the props were there. They were just hanging out. And the raccoon was like, what's this? But yeah, that is the only scene that I put in my head. And that scene scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And it came up. And I'm like, great, here's that fucking scene. It's creepy. And I'm like, this fucking sucks. Why? And this teenager was like, E.T. and ran over. I'm like, fuck that fucking thing. Let it die. Look how gross it is. So, yeah, I guess you're right at that point. But they weren't sick at that point when he was calling home.
Yeah, I thought that's why he fell asleep, though. But I could be wrong. So, apparently all the doctors, like, when they do the scrubbing.
Okay.
Where they like, do all the experiments and stuff on him. Apparently all the doctors are actual doctors.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Which makes sense because they fucking look real, like when they're.
Well, it's the very end when they're like saying that he's dead, and they were like, write down that we did this, we did yeah. this, we did this, we all of that was like.
Apparently, they're all real doctors.
Here's where we go. We talked about like how they tried really, really hard in the old days compared to now. So, like Big Bang Theory, they had like a doctor read over the script. They were like, "Yeah, this makes sense here."
Yeah.
But yet, in the olden days, they were like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, we need real doctors to make this real.
Oh, 100%.
Because I know archaeologists, that they're called.
Yeah.
They were actually, like, in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so apparently the lead archaeologist in... Sorry, Sorry, I'm trying to fucking word this in my head. The archaeologist that they had on site to, like, ask, like, hey, does this make sense?
Right.
While they were filming. Apparently, he's name-dropped by Tim. When Tim's talking about all the archaeologists.
Shut
up. Yeah, apparently he's actually name-dropped. Allegedly, that's what I read.
Oh, but, I love that. Because yeah. I know he says, Tim Allen, I read your book.
Yeah.
Or not Tim Allen.
Alan Grant.
Alan Grant. Tim, who the fuck is Tim Allen?
Tim Allen's the guy who played Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not Tim Allen. Yeah, Alan Grant. Because he's like, oh, I read your book. And he's, how cool. Because I knew they put one on the scene to make sure that, like, hey, does this look right to you?
Yeah.
Because like our sister is going for archaeologist. I find that really cool that we watched this movie. She's going for something completely different, not dinosaurs. Yeah.
Another interesting little fun fact. So there's a scene, and there's a scene where they're actually during Halloween. They're like all dressed up and they're walking around the neighborhood, and they encounter Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like home.
Yeah.
Home, and so in Star Wars Episode 1, your fave, like, let's talk about that.
I already know about this.
E.T. is, like, the race of E.T.s are in Star Wars Episode 1.
It's when they're in that one arena, and it's all the portals.
Yeah, and it's, like, all of them, like, it's, like, some sort of trade, they're, like, some sort of political thing. But anyway, yeah, so it's, like, oh, that makes a lot of sense that he recognizes Yoda. He's like, oh, I'm from that fucking galaxy. What's up? Like,
I love that tie-in. I know there's a mega tie-in because it like fascinated me, but I don't remember what it is now. That was so many months ago. I was like, no. And it's like this weird with Yoda.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot that he was. Yeah. Episode one is my favorite. Okay. No, now we have to dispute this. Okay. It's my favorite because it kept my attention the longest.
Oh, okay.
That's why I liked episode one. Because it was like the racing and they built this and they built and it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
The other ones are just old and it's sluggish and you gotta listen a lot and you're like, fuck this.
Here's the thing.
I know I'm gonna get fought a lot for this, but yeah.
I can understand it in a weird way. Like, we were the right age for episode one when it came out. Like, we were in elementary school.
So let's bring that up.
Yeah.
That was like one of my first times at the movie theater.
Yeah. We were at the right age and you are right, actually. Like, if I was to pick probably my, like, if I was to pick my favorite lightsaber battle in any Star Wars movie,
Darth Maul
lightsaber battle is amazing. Like, the
him versing two Jedis
is fucking spectacular.
That's like, that means he himself is more than a Jedi.
Yeah.
He is so powerful.
I used to have a friend. I don't know why I said I used to, but I have a friend who always makes the joke, Obi-Wan Kenobi had to tap into the dark side to kill Darth Maul because he is fucking pissed after Obi-Wan Kenobi, or after everybody dies. But here's the thing. There's something so interesting about that fight. There's like the scene when they get, sorry, we're fucking straying off topic, but they get separated. There's like the lasers. And all three of them are separated from each other, and all three of them do a different thing, and I find it so interesting. It's so telling about their characters. Qui-Gon shuts his lightsaber off and prays. He like gets on his knees and he just like, he's one with the Force. Obi-Wan Kenobi's just kind of chilling there like, what's up? And then Darth Maul is like pacing. He's like getting angrier that it's not happening yet. And he's
you mean when they get shut out between the laser gate or whatever.
And it's like, I find just this moment so telling about all three of these characters. It tells you like, this is what happens when they're preparing for battle.
Darth Maul is like, man, he's just fucking ready. Let's fucking go.
He's like fucking flexing. He's so angry.
Well, they were already fighting. So his energy.
Yeah.
Because I know, because why it's these new movies are trying to be like episode one for me. They're like, if we do more action packed, more people will like it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. You are more CGI and more, you're going way off base.
Yeah.
At least I hate Jar Jar Binks much as the next person.
He's awful, yeah.
He drove me fucking crazy. But when they're in the water, badass.
Here's the thing. You like episode one? I'm going to throw it out there. One of my favorite Star Wars movies. Episode 7. Nobody fucking likes episode 7.
What is the title of this?
The Last Jedi.
I've never
heard of it. I really like it. I think it's very good.
Unfortunately, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I don't remember them all. But my boyfriend's is...
Episode 4. Empire Strikes Back is fantastic.
I always try to think of the Lord of the Rings. The Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yes.
Because I know Lord of the Rings is Return of the King.
Yeah.
And I had to... That's how I know.
Makes sense.
But yeah, Return of the Jedi, I think, is his. And
it's a good fucking movie. Here's the thing. All three of the original trilogy is amazing. Star Wars is amazing. Empire Strikes Back is amazing. Return of the Jedi is amazing. But I really like The Last Jedi. I don't know why. I just fucking do. It's one of those weird things. We talk about, like, is it the most well-produced movie? Fucking no. But I really like it for some reason. It weirdly speaks to me. I don't know. Just like episode one, weirdly fucking speaks to you. It's going back to E.T. now.
Either way, we may or may not talk about Star Wars later.
Yeah.
Oh, and no, that'll be like later. A 3-hour episode.
Yeah.
So will Lord of the Rings, because I've never seen really Lord of the Rings.
I remember
I've never seen all of them.
We went and saw Lord of the Rings when the first one came out, me and you. I remember that. But that
The Hobbit with the dragon on the gold. Yeah. I saw that with my ex-boyfriend and his parents. So I wouldn't even say I watched it. It was just uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And that was the only two I've ever seen. I know what they're all called. The Twin Tower, Return of the King, and the Fellowship.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. Yeah, right. We may or may not talk about that too.
E.T.
So, E.T. This part made me laugh out loud. Is the kids are all biking in the neighborhood. And they're like, this way, this way. And the FBI agents. What the fuck are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're chasing in their cars and they're trying to stop them.
Yeah.
And the car is ahead of the kids and he swipes in and he goes in the walkie-talkie. He's like, I cut them off. With what? They're on a dirt hill. They have bikes and you're in a fucking car. So what do? The bikes run over the car.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, that's it. What the fuck were you thinking of doing?
So, unfortunately, this chase scene's kind of ruined for me. So, in the 90s, I believe. We're bringing back Star Wars for a second for no fucking reason. No. In the 90s, George Lucas re-released the Star Wars movies, the original trilogy, before Episode 1 came out. So it was right before Episode 1 was going to come out.
That was a smart idea. Right?
It was like every, I believe it was every month. It was like for 3 months. Like we'll just say, I don't fucking remember, but let's just say March was Star Wars. June was, or, you know, let's say April was the second one and then May was the next one, right? And then Episode 1 came out like a year later. Okay. But when he did that, he re-edited the movie. He like added CGI because back then there wasn't fucking CGI, right? And he like changed things.
I'm so disappointed.
Right? I agree. So now if you look at Blu-rays and shit of Star Wars, like the original trilogy, it's back to the way it was because people fucking complained. Nobody liked it, right?
The movie was a success. Why would you touch it?
Oh, it's a great...
A failing movie, yeah, but success?
Great question. No fucking clue. But
one of the greatest series...
There's a, I don't know if this is actually true, but apparently there's a cut, there's a version of E.T. where at the very end, when they're doing the chase, all of the FBI agents have guns.
Whoa.
No, in this version, right? In the, like the version that you watched, instead of guns, they switch them out for walkie-talkies. So they're holding walkie-talkies weird because they don't want adults to be pointing guns. And there's a scene where the mom freaks out about the fact that they have guns. Right?
So she's freaking out.
But I don't know if that's still on the... But in this version, she has... Right? So there's an episode of South Park.
Oh, right? Here we go.
Okay. Where... And I'm trying to remember what fucking movie it is. But Steven Spielberg and George Lucas show up to like change this movie. I want to say it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're like doing this new cut of Raiders of the Lost Ark where like... people don't have guns, they have walkie-talkies. But there's a scene where...
Raiders of the Lost Ark has that many guns?
It has like one or two. It doesn't matter. It's the joke, right? But the kids are running from the police because they have like the last original copy. And but all of the police officers have walkie-talkies instead of guns. So they're like pointing walkie-talkies in the show. And it's the funniest fucking thing. And that's, unfortunately, when I think of the chase scene, that's what I think of is them pointing walkie-talkies at them. And I think it's so funny.
That's,
I don't know.
So stupid.
It's very possible that it was just for that South Park episode. I don't know, but... It's just, I think it's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God, that kills me. Yeah, and then they went in the air because the people were catching up to them. Yeah. I'm like, you really can't fucking, even I can outbike a human running and I'm 200 pounds.
Yeah.
These fucking skinny ass bikers can't outbike these people running. Really?
Yeah, really.
It's like, calm the fuck on. But yeah, the movie was, it was cute. It was, if I watched it at a different time, in a different setting, I might have liked it more.
Okay. I was going to say if I put it up against like Jaws or something, it would have been better, but...
No, but just the fact that it's...
Never seen Jaws, yeah.
The fact that it's against something else is what killed it for me.
Yeah.
There are some movies that just can't properly be put up because they will always not own up. And unfortunately, Jurassic Park.
Is really good.
Of all fucking... Yeah. Now, we've said this over and over and over. There are like 5 movies on this whole list that are unbeatable in our own eyes.
Yeah, so it's going to be
Jurassic Park is going... Lion King was one.
Yeah.
Let's be fucking real.
Yeah.
Lion King was one of those movies it's that true. I said it is literally unbeatable.
So Jurassic Park is the Lion King of this?
Jurassic Park, I think. I honestly, I don't remember the last like quarter... of our second quarter, so I don't really know all of the movies that are coming out.
Yeah, I remember most of them.
But I've never seen, I think I've seen like maybe three of the second quarter.
Okay.
So I can't say shit. Like Rocky especially, I've never seen.
It's a good fucking movie.
So I think Jurassic Park is one of those movies. Unfortunately, E.T. did not own up Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park held so well through generations.
Yeah.
But I never said E.T. wasn't cute. It was okay. It didn't make me feel happy or sad or anything. I don't think I laughed, but it was fine.
No, it was too dark or sad.
It's too dark. The whole movie, I'm like, I didn't even realize, honestly, that the Elliot felt the E.T.'s feelings until, like, the near the end.
I thought it was weird. No, I noticed it when he was getting drunk. When E.T. was getting drunk and he was, like, getting all drunk. And then E.T. is watching the movie and John Wayne kisses the girl and then he kisses the girl.
I never thought of
that. Oh, yeah, it gets...
Well, I know what you're talking about, because he's at school, and the buddy, like, E.T. falls, and Elliot's head hurts.
Yes.
Like, I guess I should have known at that time. It was whenever Elliot, the mother, sees the alien, and she's like, what? And he's like, Mom, we're sick.
Yeah.
That's when I went, oh.
I don't understand why it's such a weird thing to throw in there.
There was never a time... Where the two, E.T. never touched Elliot's fingers. He touched
his shoulder at one point.
Yeah, but it was like a sympathetic, wasn't it?
Yeah, right?
There was never, if they like touched fingers or if he like.
Oh, but he did heal him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did heal him.
He healed his finger. And then.
Making the saw. There was never a part before that where he was feeling feelings? Yeah, there had to be, because that was in the forest and you were like, he's sick.
Yeah.
So the girl must have been before that. Because they were making the saw for the
so he
for the phone.
He fixes
I think that was his after. Finger
and the plant, and then when he dies, in quotations, the plant dies too. So it kind of implies that everything that he brings back to life, or everything that he heals, is connected to him.
Yeah, but
I'm literally just discovering this now.
I think the girl and him kissing in the school.
Oh, no, that
was before him pricking his finger.
You're probably right.
Because they were making the telephone to go to the forest, and that's whenever E.T.'s like in the fucking well.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the only way I can explain it. But I now, unfortunately, have to rewatch this movie now, because now I'm confused. Because now you might have a point.
Okay.
It's whenever he heals him, but I don't know when that was.
Fuck it. Doesn't matter.
Anyways, and I actually...
E.T. lost.
And I literally, and as I said earlier, sat down and actually watched this movie.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking remember this.
It's really good. I think it's an awesome movie. It's just unfortunate that everything that makes it good, Steven Spielberg did as good, if not better, in Jurassic Park.
And that's literally the problem. Because you're right. Every scene is... perfect.
Yeah.
But then when you go to Jurassic World, you're like, oh, this shit's above and beyond.
Yeah.
This was something we never even like thought of. Mm-hmm. You know, Jurassic Park is something else. And just every time I watch it, I'm just like, that T-Rex, man, is fucking like mint.
It's so cool.
Oh my God.
And there are so many like little jokes. I love my favorite joke is when they're driving away from the T-Rex after they find Ian Malcolm. And there's the side mirror, because the guy looks in the side mirror, and it's the T-Rex is like right there, and it says objects are closer than they appear. I think it's the funniest fucking
joke.
It's
cute.
Such a clever joke.
That is cute. I know that was ruined by Toy Story. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
E.T., I'm sorry to let you go. But I mean, everyone knowing these two movies were coming up, come on. Mm-hmm. Jurassic Park was obviously going to win. We knew it was going to win before I even came here today.
That's true. I was going to make a joke about it, but that's true. Like, couldn't have
won. We're not saying E.T. isn't great.
Yeah.
We're not saying that at all. But put up against a movie like that.
Yeah.
This has to be one of the greatest. What is honestly the best Spielberg movie to you, though?
Because
Jurassic Park is mine.
Probably Jurassic Park. I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark is really fucking good.
I haven't seen it.
So
I think I saw it, but I was like a girl and I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
I kind of remember a boulder running after him. I think that's every fucking... I might also be thinking of Crash Bandicoot. No. But
I mean, yeah, Jurassic Park's really good. Raiders of the Lost Ark is really fucking good. I would say... I mean, Jaws is good, but it's just the same argument where it's Steven Spielberg is the exact same thing, but it's just better done later.
So, you know what I mean? Raiders Lost Ark, you would think, is great, but Jurassic Park did it.
No, I think Raiders Lost Ark stands up against it.
Really? It's, you think they're even?
Yeah, I think it's a it'd be a good fight.
Shit, I gotta watch that then.
Well. Unfortunately, I actually said a couple episodes ago that it was this quarter, but it's not. It's third quarter.
Well, I thought it was this quarter too.
No, it's not. I re-looked at it. It's like, oh,
no.
It's like the very beginning of the
third
quarter.
You failed us all.
I did.
Yeah, but this. Oh, but we do have.
We have a shitload of movies though that are good on this quarter. So.
I think you're wrong, brother.
Am I?
Oh, maybe not. No, maybe not.
It's like super early.
No,
like,
never mind. It's the way I took the photo. It looks like it continues up. I think there's a gap.
Yeah.
So how many are supposed to be in each quarter?
32. It's 16 pairs.
17 to 32. That's 16. So yeah, you are right. It is the third one. Because I thought the Holy Grail, I thought that was Indiana Jones.
Nope. Oh, no. You're talking about the last. Okay, so the Last Crusade. They do. They are trying to find the Holy Grail, but
that's got not, it. Not that's a, why I thought it was the third. No. Okay, then it's not. It is. It is the third.
I mean, but here's the thing: Spielberg's done a lot. Spielberg's like Saving Private Ryan is a fucking spectacular movie too. And I want to
see it. I suck.
He's done a lot of. I mean, Schindler's List was a fucking awesome movie. It's not as good as.
I know Pearl Harbor. I really gotta watch.
That was Michael Bay.
I know. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. You said isn't that a war movie? Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah,
so I gotta watch. Anyways. I guess we're not done with Steven Spielberg.
We got a lot of Spielberg coming up.
We have one in the second, one in the third. We have two in the third. I don't think we have any in the fourth.
I know we have one in the fourth, one in the third, and one in the
second. Whoa.
Two, so we have three in the second, technically.
Holy shit.
We got these two, and then we got a third one coming up. I want to say this quarter as well.
Holy shit.
So.
Spielberg fucking making it.
Spielberg?
Avatar is even on the list. Holy. James Cameron made it once.
Which is, okay, if I was going to pick James Cameron movies, I wouldn't pick Avatar. I'd probably pick like.
Oh.
Like, I really like Terminator 2. I don't think that made the list.
For its time, Avatar. Like, for its kind. Well, not time.
Avatar.
For its kind.
Here's the thing about Avatar. Like, I remember seeing that movie in theaters in 3D, and it blew my fucking
Holy
mind.
Holy fuck. I have the box set. It's like 9 discs.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
It's
I loved Avatar.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great movie. It's just one of those things where I'm like, best movie? Maybe. I don't know. You can make the argument, I guess, but.
I remember watching it just going, okay, but we're back to the Nightmare Before Christmas debate. It's like, you are so wowed with how it's made.
Yeah.
Cut all that out. How is the story? So Avatar is a guy going to a planet, sticking his hair in another girl's hair.
There's a lot of mythology and shit there. And there's a lot of like, there's a lot of action scenes that are really cool. But it's a story that's been
done. The fucking robot was badass. I'll give you that. That was badass.
And there's
there's a war. That was cool.
Yeah, at the end. But there's like, the story's been done a billion times. That's the only issue, right?
It's right. Like, so once you take out how they made it, it's like, plus I just love Zoe. Anything Zoe is in, I fucking back
up. Oh, she's fantastic, yeah.
Especially because she was in Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
And that was, I first saw her in Bernie Mac. What the fuck movie was that? With Ashton Kutcher. That was cute. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. I loved that. I forget what it's called.
Unfortunately, I know it's a remake of a movie.
Yes, it is.
It's a remake of a movie called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. So I think this movie's called Guess Who or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's close. But yeah, I loved Zoe in that and it made me fall in love with her. So
yeah,
I know we're going off topic again. So
anyway, Jurassic Park, you win. Fucking E.T. It's a shame, but I mean, and I think you're right. I don't think there's many movies that you really could have beat. It's like, E.T.'s a fucking awesome movie. But,
It is. Guess who? You're right. But. Don't finger guns me. But yeah, E.T., it was a good movie. I personally don't think I'll ever watch it again. I think I saw it. I'm good. Jurassic Park, though, 5 times a year. If I need an easy watch where I'm painting or I'm knitting, I don't need to pay attention. Jurassic Park. But I honestly, acting, fucking E.T., hands down, had it.
Oh, that kid is so good.
That Elliot man is so fucking good. There was no competition. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've been talking forever.
Fuck. Either way.
We didn't even go off guard. We actually talked about the two movies. We're almost, it was this long.
We're at like an hour 40 on
Holy
this one.
Fuck. I knew this could take forever.
So either way.
I made him get me a tall can of White Claw for a reason. All right, that's it. Jurassic Park moves on. We don't know who you're going to be against.
Oh, somebody that won't beat you, I'm assuming.
And E.T., I'm sorry we had to let you go, but we under these circumstances, sorry, not sorry.
All right.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye, bye.